I am speaking with Kevin Black, who is insect plant disease technical manager for GrowMark. And we're going to talk a little bit about bugs today, and particularly the some unique bug pressures that producers may be facing this year following last year's drought and this year's heavy rains. I imagine that makes makes things pretty interesting. Tell us about that, Kevin.
Well, you know, it's been a challenging year right from the start. And it's not going to stop, really, for the near foreseeable future. So the kinds of things we're running into right now, many of the things, as you indicated, that might be related to excessive moisture are what we're facing right now. And, you know, we're running into some interesting things like true armyworms in wheat and in corn, and things like seed corn maggots and all sorts of things.
So what are you recommending for producers right now?
Well, you know, the... As a blanket recommendation, patience is really the most important thing for many of these growers. We're looking at a number of fields right now that are turning yellow because of too much moisture, and we're looking at you know, some cases where compaction was created earlier because of the rush to try to get things in the ground, things that you know, the crops that were already late. So you know, patience was called for then, and unfortunately now that we're seeing the consequences of those actions, patience is still called for. But certainly where some of these pests come in, it's a matter of that we advise the growers to make sure that they make wise use of their time and scout their fields and try to catch these problems before they become too late.
Well, I see that in particularly in southern Illinois, wheat, you're seeing some like cereal leaf beetles. Is that right?
You know, cereal leaf beetle is one of the pests that we did run into. And it is not built to very heavy levels, but it's a little bit unique. It's something that the growers notice because they tend to feed on upper leaves, particularly the flag leaf. And the larvae that do most of the damage have a rather disgusting habit of they cover themselves with their own fecal material to help ward off parasites and predators. And so the grower goes out there and sees these slug-like insects feeding on the top of the plant, and it tends to panic a little bit. But the cereal leaf beetles, yes, they've been out there, but they haven't been too bad this year.
Wow, that sounds like a nasty bug. For sure. Gross, but not that much of a problem. But anyway, really, scouting is really important this time of year then, right?
It is. You know, so many of the issues that we face can be taken care of if we catch them in a timely manner. You know, the black cutworm is a very, very good example. We haven't had too many problems, but there have been some fields that have hit the treatment threshold levels. And black cutworm is an insect that we can do a very, very good job of controlling if we catch it in a timely manner. But if we let it go too long, we lose the edge, we lose the opportunity, and that's when yield losses start occurring.
Are there any positive aspects as far as insects are concerned with this wet weather that we're having? I mean, is it keeping some populations down?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I tell many of our crop specialists and others, when we're talking about controlling a number of these pests, that the three P's are what we often look for natural controls. We look for parasites, predators, and pathogens. And fortunately, when you have moist conditions, the pathogens tend to spring up fairly readily, particularly the fungi. And there are a number of naturally occurring fungi that actually will kill insects. So, yes, there is a positive aspect to all of this rain, although I'm afraid it's just offset too much by damage to the crop.
Well, is there anything else that you want to add, Kevin, that growers should be looking for right now?
Well, you know, you brought up the subject of the wheat, and the wheat crop actually was looking pretty good through most of the wet weather, but all of a sudden it is turning the corner now, and as the wheat crop is finishing maturity, we're starting to see some thorny problems coming up. One of them that is making the news right now is head scab, which is Fusarium head blight. This is a disease that causes the kernels to bleach out, blank out on the top of the head. And the grower usually notices it first as those bleached heads out in the field. So that's one problem. And then we've also received some recent reports of problems with a disease called stripe rust, which is a leaf disease. And that's a disease that in the kind of weather conditions we're having right now, warm and humid, That's a disease that can move very, very rapidly through wheat. So two wheat diseases, and then, as I said earlier, we're looking at cutworms and armyworms and all sorts of things, oh my.
And lions and tigers and bears.
Absolutely.
Okay, Kevin, well, we will stay in touch with you as the season progresses. I know we've got some late-planted soybean fields go in, and some areas across the Midwest having to replant their corn because of flooded fields. So this will be something we'll be keeping an eye on. Thanks
Absolutely.
A lot, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.